Welcome to this week's Late Lunch Leftovers, where we take a look back at some of our best bits. Katie King from Manx National Heritage celebrated 10 years of the open days with us and told us which events she's most looking forward to. Mike Hewley continued his series of Mindfulness for Children with a body scan for young people. And we rounded off our week in Port St Mary in the beautiful town hall with members of the local community and some special musical guests. First, though, Life Coach Kat kicked off our week with some more sage seasonal advice.
And we're talking with Life Coach Kat today about energy levels, because I don't know about you, but I have been struggling over the past few days, and I don't know whether it's just kids going back to school, the nights are drawing in, but Kat, I'm really lacking in energy. Why is that?
It's interesting, isn't it? I was saying to you earlier that I was talking to a coaching colleague in the UK there and saying, is it the change of seasons? Is this what's affecting us? And so I did do a bit of research and checked out HuffPost. Someone had done an article there and they said, yes, change in seasons does affect you. We can feel more tired due to less sunlight, you know, because we've had a whole summer full of sunlight and jumping around outside. And also we become a little bit less active. So it does affect us, and especially if you're a mum and you've been out and about with your kids all summer and the stress of getting children back to school, even if you don't have children, just getting back into that September mode, it does tire us out.
And especially when you go into a supermarket and you see they are already putting things out for Christmas. Genuinely, I've seen this happen.
Autumn is fair game, isn't it? Once you get to autumn, you're on with it, I think.
They
do start reeling those things out. But you do, I think it is that change of the seasons, and you quite often hear of SAD, don't you? The sort of seasonally affected disorder, where people start feeling less energetic, feeling reed down because of that change of the seasons and the lowering of the light levels.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, the things we can do for ourselves are to, you know, just try and get outside more. And I know we're all busy and we're working hard and we've got things to do in the evening, but, you know, honour yourself. What is it you need to help you, you know, give you that little bit more energy? And sometimes just sitting with ourselves and figuring out, what is it I need right now to give me just that little bit more energy? Is it being with a friend that's more energetic and has you feeling really good? Or is it just having an early night? Or is it giving yourself food that has you feeling better? Yeah, there's lots of little things we can do. But also, I think, you know, we need to go with the seasons, honour it, appreciate the season, you know, go with it.
Does that mean I can hibernate?
Of course you can, love. We'll get you a little box and some hay and we'll just... Can you just pop her in, Howard?
I'm not happy at all.
You could just wake her up later on.
I'll stick in your little hedgehog box and I'll wake you up in March.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be
We'd
amazing.
All love that, especially if you're a parent. Just pop me in. Yeah.
It is a nice thought. I must admit, I've often thought the same, particularly on a cold, wet morning when you're under the duvet and you can hear the rain lashing on the window outside and the wind howling. You think, I really don't want to get out from under this duvet.
And I think, interestingly, if you think about it, you know, humans aren't any different to animals. Animals have got common sense compared to us. They'll, if it's time to bed down, they'll bed down. We don't. We keep going. We still try and make engagements or engagements. We'll still hammer ourselves hard or work hard. We don't honour that moment in time where we just need to rest that little bit more. And so we need to listen to ourselves.
Don't you find, though, that sometimes you can get into the habit of, even when I'm not tired, I'm like, oh, I'm really tired. I just say it. It's like an automatic response. And then I think even just saying it makes you feel worse.
Well, you know, when we look at things like NLP and psychology, what we say really affects our actions. So it's being mindful of when we say it. Even if you say it and you get annoyed with yourself, like I've just said, oh God, I've just said I'm tired again, and I'm not actually. It's just habit. Everything we do is habit, and we need to challenge the habits that we do all the time to make changes.
I think it's nice. You're right. Being with people, if you've got a friend who is quite energetic and is sort of very positive, can really help quite a bit. And definitely getting outside, although, and I think that's part of the problem sometimes, isn't it? If you are, as a lot of us are here, working for your living during the day, 5-6 days a week, whatever the case may be, it does get much harder during the winter months to actually get out into the fresh air, because you're quite often going to work when it's dark and you come back and it's dark. So you can't sort of go out for a nice stroll in the summer. You know, I'll frequently go for a stroll around a glen or go down onto the beach or something, which is lovely, and it really just relaxes you and sort of grounds you again in every sense of the word. And you don't necessarily, it's not quite as easy to do in the winter.
But you know, there are ways, and we can make time for that. Even if it's 3 minutes, Howard, and just popping outside, instead of sitting there at your desk having a cup of tea, just go and sit outside on the steps and take some breaths, breathe in the winter air, feel it in your lungs, and you'll find you'll feel like you've given yourself a little bit of break and also feel more productive. I think it's just changing what we do, our physicality, moving yourself from one place to another. In a different environment, it'll make such a difference. And with everybody here in radio, it would make a difference in the winter.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Christy and I are here as part of our Village Hall series. And once again, what we're finding is that this is a hub for almost everything that happens in the community. And I'm just with Margaret now, Margaret from Ports and Merry Commissioners, and we're just looking out the windows, standing on the stage here, Margaret. And you were saying this is a view that not many people get to see.
No, people have no idea what's hidden behind the curtains. When they come in the evenings, the curtains are drawn and the lights are on. But when I come in on Monday morning to check the town hall, I get to look out the window. Beautiful view.
It really is. If you go to the Manx Radio Facebook page, you will be able to see that view, which is beautiful today because the sun is shining. But even on a stormy day, that'd be incredible. We can just see the lifeboat just sitting out in the harbour there. Margaret, we have you to thank for getting all the people here today, but you had so many people to choose from.
Yes, and we do. We have one of everybody comes to the town hall, all ages, all abilities, and everybody does something different.
And what we find, and I'm sure you will echo this, is that it's so important to have a space like this in every community around the island.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They need to feel like it's their patch. Yeah.
They really do. That view is incredible. You have to drag me away from that. Something else that happens here, we've talked a lot about music, but art is also really important.
Yes, it is. And Margaret, you've got the details there of something called the Art Cellar. Just tell us about that.
So the Art Cellar is run by a lady called Angie, and they're in the West Room, which is downstairs in the Town Hall, on a Wednesday morning. And when they're in, they've renamed it the Art Cellar because it's tucked downstairs. Anybody can come. The examples that we've got here, you can see how talented some of these artists are, but all abilities, everybody's welcome to come. £10 a session, and we have Angie's phone number, but it's a great place and they make a really good cup of tea.
It's all about the tea.
Tea and biscuits, it's what keeps places like this going.
Exactly. Now, someone who is no stranger to stages all around the Isle of Man is Mr. Lenny Connery, who is here in his post office capacity today, being a postman. He's off duty. But Lenny, we mentioned earlier the Davy Knowles gigs, and that is something you've been instrumental in over the years. We'll come to that in just a moment. Instrumental. Yeah. We'll come to that in just a moment. But what are some of your earliest memories of this town hall?
Oh, well, yeah, I was trying to rack my brains earlier. It's going back to the late 80s, bizarrely, Jumble Sales, basketball club at Jumble Sales. And then, because the room layout was slightly different, and I always remember the sound wasn't particularly great for bands, but nobody really cared in those days. I think we're a lot luckier now that modern equipment's made things really good. So we were putting the likes of Gasp on with the rugby club, and it didn't matter if it was, you know, sounded rubbish. That said, Gasp never sounded rubbish. So we were putting those gigs on late 80s, early 90s, and it was just fabulous. And I think we've come a long way to the likes of Davy sort of in the last few years. The sound, well, the talent, I should say, more importantly, emanates so wonderfully off the stage. It's a great room. Davy loves about it. He can see everybody in the room. It's personal and it's local. And it's just down the road from his house. That's what he loves.
And that's the thing, is because you followed Davy's career from the very, very beginning, haven't you?
Yep, the boy's doing good. I'm very pleased to say he's a daddy now, which sadly knocks on the head the Christmas shows. But they were very, well, they sold out weeks and weeks ahead. They were very memorable every year. We did, I think, 4 years in a row.
And what an incredible thing that's, because as we said, as you have seen yourself, because you followed David's career and obviously very good friends with him and have been around the world with him to a certain extent, he has played to audiences of tens of thousands,
yeah,
hasn't
absolutely.
He?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You do see when there's video and pictures posted of his gigs here, sure. People around the world are so envious, aren't they?
Well, he a few years back, well, it is good sort of 12 years, he supported Don McLean in the Villa. He's obviously done the youth games, he's played for those, he's been at the garden party outdoors, the Gaiety he did several years, but all the favourite gigs have always been in here. I think it's because he's quite lazy and wants to get home quickly after the gig. Could be wrong, but no, it's just something personal about it, and he'd rather do five gigs in here than one somewhere else, for sure.
Mike Hewley is with us. And you were talking, Mike, about the podcast that you've just recorded with Christy just before the show, focusing on a body scan for children. And it's a great way of getting children involved in mindfulness and thinking about it, and also calming down at what is a pretty hectic time of year.
Yeah, so that's it. So it's something you might want to try, at bedtime, just to kind of wind them down. And again, get them familiar with their bodies as something that can feel nice and calm and cozy and warm, which is quite important as well, so that their body can be a place of rest, something that feels nice to be in. And it also encourages them to be still and grounded and to listen. So, you know, they're all kind of practical skills within that body scan practice.
And you do this with your own children, don't you? So how do they respond to it?
I force them to do mindfulness practices. You play like with anything with children. You play and we try things. But most nights we'll try body scans. I mean, you can make your own one up. A body scan is just a great way at the end of the day to encourage your child to rest, conscious rest, you know, just before they fall asleep, get everything nice and still, focus on the body. And for adults, a kind of grown-up version of the practice is the same kind of body scan, but in bed, the practice can be to stay very alert as you fall asleep. So you try and watch yourself up to the point of sleep. So that's something that I practice. So I lie in bed and after 10 or 20 minutes, I'm kind of aware of myself falling asleep.
Just explain why that would be a good thing then, because some people might think, oh, I don't know about that.
That's more kind of just curiosity, but that's something where you're kind of training yourself to be conscious of the point of sleep, which may not be for everybody, but that's something for me. And what I tend to find is that I'm far more awake because I'm getting kind of less sleep. So rather than just get into bed and fall asleep, I'm staying awake for, I don't know how long it is, 30-40 minutes, basically watching myself slowly fall asleep. Which is very interesting to watch that process happen. You learn a lot about your body and mind. And you get the same kind of rest and stillness. And then when you wake up in the morning, often I feel more energized, more awake.
So it does have an effect on how sort of intense your sleep is, does it?
Yeah, it's far more restful. This goes into the whole area of sleep practice and making sure that you get decent restful sleep, and that involves a kind of conscious relaxing or shutting down off the body, which is what the body scan does. So, you know, the reason we toss and turn is because we just get into bed and we have a head full of thoughts and they drag you everywhere. So if you can start in your feet and your legs and your belly and your arms, and you're just consciously kind of focusing into these sensations, you feel yourself dropping and dropping and dropping, and then you're asleep. And the quality of that sleep is often much deeper than just kind of tossing and turning with a head full of thoughts.
And it's an interesting time to be talking about this as well, because there is so much in the news this week in particular about how important sleep is, and talking about napping as well. And one thing we were talking about in the podcast that we recorded was, because we're talking about children's body scans, is this potentially something that parents could use, sort of instigating a nap environment, and sort of maybe, because you're saying it can make them more alert. So it's a rest, but it can actually help make them more alert as well.
Yeah, it's that beautiful combination of conscious rest. And they have that in yoga practice. We have that in mindfulness. So we become very conscious of how it feels to be very relaxed rather than just going to sleep. And you miss that because you're asleep. Mm-hmm. So part of mindfulness is just to bring an awareness, bring a mindfulness to what your body feels like when it's incredibly still, when it's incredibly quiet. It's rather beautiful, mm-hmm. but we often don't know we can do that, and we just go to sleep.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
We are talking to Katie King about the Heritage Open Day. So what have been some of your favourites then over the 10 years that you've been doing this?
I was talking about that this morning to somebody. I really enjoyed seeing inside the government house, so the governor's home with Charles Gard. That was a particular good one for me, because it was really lovely to look around the bedroom that the Queen stayed in and stuff like that.
Oh, wow,
so
yeah.
It's that kind of looking, you know, it's the having the skeet, isn't it? Having a look around. I've really enjoyed a lot of the walking tours. So just going around the Isle of Man with really knowledgeable people. So Groudal Glen, there was Chris Callow, the Blue Badge guy, did a wonderful tour around Groudal Glen a couple of years back, and he's doing it again this year. The Bride Radar Station walk, that's, again, you're on private land. You can't normally access that. Anything for me that's private, you're not normally allowed to do, I really enjoy.
She's a bit of a rebel.
Just likes having a seat.
Well, not really, because I only go when I'm allowed to go.
So how can people find out then, Katie, what is going to be available when is it happening?
Yeah, so we've got, it's happening on the first two weekends in October, so the 4th to the 6th of October and the 11th to the 13th. And we've got a printed programme that you can pick up from the Welcome Centre and the Manx Museum. We were inundated last week, so we slightly underestimated the demand, so we've got a load more programs that have arrived today. So if anyone's been disappointed about picking up a program, they're there today, so and they'll be fully stocked for the rest of the time. If you don't want to leave the comfort of your armchair, you can just look online on our website, follow the link to Heritage Open Days, and it's got a full list of the bookable events, and I try and keep that updated so you know which ones have space on them. And in addition to the bookable events, I know that's what I've been talking about really, but there is also open doors events as well. So the programme is a mixture of things that you need to book onto for capacity reasons and some that you can just turn up and enjoy. So, for example, we've got some people on hand in the Castletown Police Station, the former Castletown Police Station, so you can have a skeet round there. Our partners at Douglas Town Hall put on a fabulous show. So they've got loads of things for you to go and explore down at Douglas Town Hall. I'm just looking through the programme.
There's just so much. We're going to go and have a skeet round St Thomas's, aren't we?
We are with Charles
Gard. Yeah, Charles Gard. Yeah. That's very, listen to the organ.
Yeah.
We've got the Nicola Visitor Centre, which is open, Dan Patrick, for you to go and enjoy. So what I would recommend is you come and pick up a brochure or have a look online and have a think about what you might like to do and what you might like to enjoy. If an event is full, don't worry too much, because we maintain a waiting list, which you can register yourself for the waiting list. And there is a lot of movement, so don't be too disheartened if things appear to be full, because I think people book on with a lot of excitement and then they realise that they're off island or something. So we do have a lot of movement. And also to say, if you have booked onto an event and you can't make it, just let me know, because there's loads of people behind you wanting your place.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
One of the things that Portsmouth Town Hall has become known for is fantastic music. As Michelle alluded to, there have been gigs here with the likes of Davy Knowles, who plays to thousands across the world, and he comes back here on a fairly regular basis to his hometown and plays on this their stage right in front of us. And as you say, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll be able to see it there, but watch later to find out more about that. But we thought we'd invite down a couple who are very known to this area. So we've got Nell and Steph from Bird and the Beards with us. Hello, you two. And they're going to sing a song for us now. What is he going to sing for us, Steph?
We're going to sing Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan, and you're going to join us, aren't you, Christy?
Oh. I might try and warble along in the background. We'll see how that goes. Take it away, guys.
Now I'm flying through the stars.
yes, round of applause for the bird and the beard here.
Those are all our late lunch leftovers for this week. Do tune in for the main helping on Manx Radio weekdays just after 2 p.m.
Every week, of course, we'll have our regular features with Duxford Diaries. We'll have Mark Tiley's Greatest Hit, Midweek Mindfulness, and plenty more with our monthly guests as well.
But for now, thank you so much for listening to the Late Lunch Leftovers podcast. We'll see you again next time.